This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef cut up Ted's meat and potatoes as popular canned foods that no one eats anymore. Before we get to the emails, Danny V from the Daily Mix Morning Show in the house. Getting ready to go down and see Creed tonight.
Yay.
The little yeah, brother. Face, hell yeah.
Now.
Yay.
Are
you a Creed fan?
No.
Not at all.
I will say, I never thought we would live in a timeline where Creed would be popular. Here we are.
Yeah. Maybe they will blow your mind tonight. It might be the greatest live show you've ever seen.
Like, enhanced or not enhanced? Because I'm not, well, I mean, I'm going to have alcohol, but I'm like, I don't know that I'm going to enjoy it regardless.
Don't think you're going to, I mean, the look on your face, no one can see you, but I mean, it's not quite disgust, but it is zero faith that you're going to enjoy yourself tonight.
Correct.
Well, no, let me rephrase it. Zero faith you will enjoy the band tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the crowd's going to be awesome, and I get it. Like, I get why Creed is a thing, but at the same time, it's also been... I've never pretended that I liked Creed, and, well, like, everyone in the world pretends like they like Creed. Not only that, guys, I get to go meet Scott Stapp because
that's
Castle...
awesome.
What? Oh, sure. Castle, was like, I've asked Castle a million times, like, hey, can I go meet Billy Joe Armstrong, whatever. Yeah. He's like, yeah, whatever, kid. And then this time, he's like, guess what?
You guys hooked it up. You win.
Yeah,
you win.
I'm like,
will you do me a favor and tell Scott Stapp, hey, man, in your honor, I'm wearing a patented new invention. I'm wearing a jock strap.
Well, I have seen, you know, basically Creed with Miles Kennedy.
Okay.
Yeah, which is Alter Bridge.
Yeah, great show.
They were great.
I mean, like, the band itself is a great band.
But they didn't play... Well, look, this is not about their musicianship.
It's the Velvet Revolver.
It is funny because, like, I had a lot of people, like, slide it because I did a whole video earlier on my social media, and they were like, oh, well, yeah, you know, whatever the guitarist's name is. Great guitarist. True, I'm like, I never said anything about their guitar playing. I'm saying their music is terrible.
Right. And, Danny, just to make it worse. So, yeah. To have you in here, we played a Creed tune because we want to talk about the Creed show.
Yeah.
We killed a Green Day song.
Yeah. Oh, we did.
Thank you.
Yeah, you saw me
Be honest with me for one second.
Yeah.
I know you like Green Day.
Sure.
Can you honestly say you like the song 21 Guns?
Not really.
All right.
Honestly, I don't really like 21st Century Breakdown in the entirety, but
oh,
it's
wow.
fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Who's the opening act tonight?
Daughtry.
Oh, it is Daughtry.
Oh.
Yeah. Is there one before that or not? What? You like Daughtry?
Are you going that time?
I'm about to say, Ted's about to hop on the bus.
I used to beg to get Daughtry on the station, but we couldn't play him because he was on American Idol.
Is that really why?
Yeah, I love...
That was the reason they gave.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was originally supposed to be Three Doors Down, but the dude got, like stage 4 cancer, so they had to pull out, and now it's a Daughtry.
I mean, put it this way. Last time I was at White River was last summer for Hootie.
Oh, okay.
So this is right in my wheelhouse.
It is. This is your wheelhouse.
You guys did take tomorrow off, though, right?
We did take
tomorrow. Okay, thank God.
Well, because it was somebody's idea to get a party bus. We're going down there in style. I don't think we're going to leave there till 3 a.m.
Are you leaving?
For Creed.
See, for me. Look, man, now that casino put up that new hotel.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all about that. If I could get a room, obviously. I mean, the show's almost sold out.
Yeah.
So you'd have to plan in advance.
Yeah. It's probably not going to be that. It's probably going to be Steve sleeping on the side of the road, Karen trying to flash people to get us in a ride home.
But I've got insider info. So one day, you know, if we ever do a concert down there again, you know, I'll know before we announce it.
Yeah.
And then I'll book that room.
Oh, yeah. Do it.
You know what I'm saying?
And then but if you stay for the encore, which you have to, it's Creed.
Okay, that's only four songs.
Can I walk down the street?
I don't think so. I mean, look, I'm dead serious. Last year after Hootie, I just pulled up a picture of me and my friends holding hand during Hold My Hands.
Wow.
We just broke out a cooler. My buddy's wife was driving, and we just tailgated.
That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. So the whole show's going down tonight.
The show, apparently, yeah, we're all going. Ryan Castle's going to be there.
Is there food involved? I mean, can you eat anywhere? I mean, are you backstage?
Well, the plan was to stop at a restaurant. However, the traffic is terrible, so the party bus isn't even. We were supposed to leave at 4:00. It's 4:30.
Oh, geez.
So we'll see. We have to be there at.
You might miss
time.
Audrey.
Yeah, we probably.
Yeah. You can't miss this meet and greet with Mr. Stapp.
He's doing it himself. Like this is like
his call
thing.
Him Mr. Stapp. Put some respect on it.
Mr. Scotty.
We should have got you a Cowboys jersey.
No. Why?
I bet you'll see him because that's kind of one of the more famous iconic moments is Creed doing the halftime show. Dallas Cowboys, Thanksgiving Day. He's wearing an 11 jersey.
Of course.
Singing, brings the house down.
Those are two of my least favorite things. The Dallas Cowboys and Creed. Like, that sounds the worst time ever. What circle
your world
of hell
is collided.
That?
Maybe it's going to be a candy show of attractive people.
That's what I'm hoping for.
You know, yeah, I think you'll get that.
I'll stay at the beer garden and just talk with people.
There you go. I mean, it's strange that Creed is dad rock. But it really is dad rock.
It's having a moment 100%. Right now. Yeah.
Yeah. They're having another.
Well, I mean, I'd say it's bro rock right now.
Bro rock?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Creed was kind of gone, and then it started showing up in all these tailgating videos and stuff, and it's like bro culture kind of brought him back.
Danny, your enthusiasm is infectious.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I'm sure everyone's buying tickets. Those last tickets that are there, they're like, man, we heard Danny talking about Creed.
Guys, have a good time tonight.
Thank you.
Enjoy the extended weekend and all that stuff. But I'm telling you, man, I think when we see you next week, you're going to say, you know what? It was actually a pretty good show.
I'm going to have a Creed tattoo.
No, you don't. T-shirt, you know, the whole deal.
That only happens if I
have your arms wide open, coming in with a hug.
Jesus.
You know, the whole deal. All right, have fun, Dad.
Yeah, bye, guys.
Okay, we have time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
God damn it.
I guess we don't.
Oh, smooth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And it's dead.
Was a tease.
Oh, we're going to really, I'm really going to do it. Yeah.
You've got mail. And birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Sip responsibly.
Hola, Michelle's happy birthday to my twin brother, Brian. When I got a birthday text from his wife, I asked her to give him a big kiss and hug for his birthday to ick him out. It backfired. He texted me a big thank you for his birthday kiss and karaoke.
Oh.
So, can I get a penis is too small, right. A me, my girl, and the Johnson, and you bitches talking all over each other about how birthday karaoke is wonderful. Thanks, and love the show, guys. That from the lovely Brenda.
The penis is too small.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Come every you know, birthday or not, any day.
It's fantastic, and especially when his wife does it. Man, I got to say, she showed up at my place for my birthday, and I don't even know you. Put it to work.
One hand there.
Man, that was incredible.
Yo, bitches.
Yo.
Y'all still giving shout-outs to bars slinging the IPA?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the name of the bar?
Oh, wait a minute.
Is that right, Mom?
Northwest, back in the door. Thank you. Riverside Tavern in Falls City.
Riverside Tavern in Falls City. City.
That's right. Just right. Okay. It's always my guy with the Angry Beavis got it on, too. And he's got the lager in a can.
Greenwood, right?
Greenwood, yeah.
All right. Just one more email today. Birthday-wise. Patola, it's Lisa here.
Hey,
sending the happiest birthday wishes to my amazing fiancé, Shane Stink, who's hitting the big 4-0 today. I've got a little surprise planned for him. A weekend getaway to Vegas.
Ooh, nice.
Any fun suggestions for celebrating this milestone? I'm his 24-year-old fiancé, so can Coke Ted chat about the age gap we're having? He's 40, she's 24, and I'd love to wrap it up with some classic dad jokes for Miles. Can you say blue...
No.
Now, blue men are, yeah. Womp, womp. You guys have a great time down there, and enjoy Little Vegas.
Come on, gang.
All right, I see you got a big age gap there. Good for this guy. You're the young buck, but actually you're a sexy little vixen, 24 years old. What goes on in age gap? I'll tell you what goes on. Prescription drugs, man. He's going to be rocking and rolling all night. Hope you're ready. Hope you don't want to walk a little weird. You've been riding a horse? No. You're at a 40th birthday.
Jesus.
She's looking wobbly, Miles.
I think I know why. Okay. Dad jokes. Yeah, let's see what I got here. That one's the best one. What color did Matthew McConaughey paint his house?
All white, all white, all white.
That is correct. Here's one for you, Ted. When something gets stuck in my throat, I dislodge it with beer.
Okay.
I call it the Heineken maneuver.
That's pretty good.
Nice. Man.
My wife says I'm going to go try to poop. There is no try, I said. There is only do. Might as well kill them all.
By the way, that Star Wars line, I saw a dad drinking a beer, told his son that, and I'm like, get back in the game. And he's like, I'll try. And he goes, there's try. There's only do.
Yep.
And the other guy goes, that's a good line. He's like, it's Star Wars,
it's
man.
It's Yoda, brother.
And just starts slugging his beer.
Why just the ball?
Check this out, guys. I can eat a piece of string and have it come out the other end tied in half.
Oh, yeah?
I S you not.
Damn it, Miles.
Did you hear about the lady who fell in love with a ginger ale delivery man?
No.
She got Schweppes off her feet?
Yeah!
Let's go! Yes. Here's a current events joke. Guys, I threw a Subway sandwich at a cop.
You did?
Was arrested for assault with a Bradley weapon. Get it? Bradley.
My God.
Bradley weapon.
I mean, it's technically only 11 inches. It's not a felony.
No. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz, a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Uh-oh. Happy birthday, Robin.
Yeah!
Oh, Robin, yeah!
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat.
I even texted it.
And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Good to see everybody here today. You guys ever eat meat out of cans?
Try not to.
All right. But there's a lot of different products that come in a can. And these were all popular 50 years ago.
50.
Okay. Again, there's only a couple on this list we still
Mine are anchovies and tuna.
Tuna's the biggest one, I think. And then soup. But soup never really fell off.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, soup.
Also, soup doesn't include meat. Well, if you get chunky, maybe. Yeah.
These are just canned foods in general, though.
I'm guessing, you don't have to say it now, but I'm guessing Spam's got to be somewhere on this list.
Yep. Spam spread.
Spam spread.
Oh.
They have a spread?
They did. It's no longer available.
Yeah, don't say.
Betty Crocker's spoon and baked cookie dough. Each little can had enough dough to make 3 dozen cookies, chocolate chip, peanut butter, oatmeal raisin, and sugar.
Hmm. That's a shame. Okay. I mean, that sounds convenient.
Yeah, well, Betty Crocker's got some good stuff out there,
she
too.
She does. So. Oh,
well, yes. The problem is now, man, there's like one thing you buy, it's already on the sheet. They're already separated. You literally just throw it in your oven.
That is all you have to do. It's like the Papa Murphy's of cookies.
Yeah, like I always said, my mom couldn't bake for crap. Great cook. But I came home one year, it was like Christmas Eve, I get in there, and she's got these perfectly shaped cookies with Christmas trees. And I go, did you buy them? She goes, you just cut them.
Yeah. I'm still appreciative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, foods that we're looking at that were popular 50 years ago in cans. Canned ribs.
Oh.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. How big was that damn can?
They were specifically cut to work with the can, the smoky and hickory chips with for great flavor.
Canned
ribs.
Pulled up an image of it. That is.
Is that the Armour brand?
It is the Armour brand.
Yeah, yes, they made it.
Oh, wow. There was also a brand from Socolos.
Grant's beef ribs in a can.
Wow.
Godly.
Old El Paso canned tortillas.
Oh, God.
Canned tortillas.
You don't need to put them in a can.
Oh, God.
They were made with corn, water, and salt, but the store tortillas on the you could keep them longer. I don't know why.
I'm looking at a picture again.
I mean, it looks all right.
It looks like a tuna can. I'm sure a little bit wider, but it's a can of tortillas.
Holy lead poisoning, Batman!
Oh my god! I don't know. Sorry.
Is that the ribs?
Ooh. Yeah, ribs in a can.
Is that what they make the McRib out of?
Probably.
Oh, God, that was so awful.
But if somebody invites me over for, like, hey, man, I'm making a ribs, and I see you break out a can, I'm like, no.
What are you doing?
Yeah. All right, how about this one? Deviled ham, which is just ground up ham, spice, packed in a can, usually used on spreads and sandwiches.
Yep.
I feel like that still gets used for a couple dips
buy it, but I'm not against it.
It looks more mealy. It kind of looks like canned tuna when you
and
buy it.
And mealy is always a great description, but it does look mealy, but it's not nearly as gross as it appears.
Sure.
I got one that still rocks.
Oh, no.
Honest to God. It just takes a little time to cook. Corned beef and hash in a can.
Mm-hmm. That's a good call. I'll still eat corned beef and hash
in a can. Canned ham. Just rattled my brain. I'm like, that is good.
Yeah.
It just takes forever to crisp it up.
These are foods, canned foods, popular 50 years ago. This one's still available on Amazon. I'm not sure how. Canned pork brains with milk gravy.
Mm. From Rose?
It just says...
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Armour also had pork brains.
Oh!
And so did a company called Cramp. No, that was the Cramp.
Oh, my God.
How about Campbell's Pepper Pot Soup?
Pepper pot soup.
Not familiar.
It was big in Philly. Now, this one I remember, and I think my mom would still eat it. Canned brown bread.
canned bread.
There is canned bread. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was always that weird, like, brown. I don't know if it was pumpernickel, but it came out of the can. I remember eating bread.
It looks like pumpernickel. It looks unfortunate. It looks like if you dumped wet dog food out and cut it in slices.
I don't know how you get that out of the can. Like, the suction
alone.
You
shake it hard, dude.
Okay. I mean, it looks okay.
No.
That was mostly popular in the Northeast. So, like, if you grew up out here, you probably didn't eat a lot of canned bread.
No. The B&M.
Boiled peanuts.
All right.
Okay.
Again, primarily in the South.
Absolutely, yeah.
Canned tamales.
Ooh, tamales. Okay.
They still make them. I haven't bought them, but every once in a while, I'm like, I kind of want to try a canned
tamales. Is that Hormel brand?
You've seen them?
Oh, yeah. They're right there in, like, the ethnic food section.
Hormel.
Hormel's
right
knocking it out again.
Same people that make delicious flail.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'd be willing to try that.
Looks like long SpaghettiOs.
God. Oh, man.
All right, Mike, call. SpaghettiOs made the list, too.
No, I love SpaghettiOs. I haven't eaten them in years.
Oh, my God. That's the issue.
This is what it really looks like when you take it out.
Yeah. I remember SpaghettiOs. Jesus. And as a kid, I loved them. Having them again as an adult, the tomato sauce they're in, and I mean this, it tastes very vomity.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, okay. Chef Boyardee had a distinct flavor, and I could still rock that if I need to, but was it Franco-American?
Franco-American.
Okay. Yeah, man, their tomato sauce was wrong.
Ted, you got to hold on this list, because I want to buy a couple of these for next week.
Oh, God.
I want to try it.
You
want to
try some of this?
I think we should bring in a couple. Chicken was popular. The brand was Sweet Sue.
Those never looked good coming out.
Canned mac and cheese. Chef Boyardee had one.
That makes sense.
And then it's probably not bad.
The one that really I think people still eat, I saw Thrill eating one 2 weeks ago. Pudding snack packs.
Yeah, bro. Look, those things are great.
They're in plastic now, but yeah.
Still, it's pudding. They taste exactly the same.
Yeah, pudding out of a can sounds good, too.
Yeah, that's what I grew up
with. The best was Del Monte.
Who was it? Was it Skippy?
It's
like
ketchup
that?
People. Del Monte, Hunt's. For whatever reason,
was it the same people?
All the
did
people
all
that do ketchup for some reason do pudding.
Okay,
it's a texture thing.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shout of the Day is coming up at 5:08. You're listening to the Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
10.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new survey found that 60% of parents are taking on debt to cover their child expenses.
Huh? Imagine that.
Isn't that crazy?
I think we always. Well, I mean, I don't know what the percentage is, but I've never known to like. You have a kid, and all of a sudden, you have all this extra money.
That, right. That's the exact opposite of what happened.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, dude. I don't have kids, and I don't get how people are able to afford it.
I don't either, and I have them.
You know, it's one of those where it's like, okay.
Like, how is that even a story? The price of everything is going through the roof, and if you have kids, you have to spend more money.
I think it's just one of those things. It's like, bring it up, bring it to your attention. Like, 60% of people,
yeah.
6 out of 10 Americans, are going into debt because of their kids.
Yeah, I've not gone into debt.
Right.
But you ride a line a lot. But they're not in college yet.
Right. And we should fix some things. However,
might be time to start rethinking a few things.
Mm-hmm. There's been a new link discovered between ADHD medication and fewer crime rates, accidents, and substance abuse problems.
Really?
So ADHD medications
keeps you sane.
Calming things out a little bit.
Wasn't that kind of the point of them?
That was the hope, yes.
All right.
But a lot of people take those medications without having a prescription, I should say. But I guess that's more the people it's affecting.
Right.
We're talking about substance abuse. Like, if you're taking ADHD medication because you have ADHD, well, you're not abusing it. That's just your medication. But I know a lot of people, and they get a hold of those pills, and they're like, I love how it makes me feel.
Oh, yeah.
Which, and look, if it's making you a better person, cool.
Everybody I know that loves Xanax isn't, like, depressed.
Yeah, right. Right? Exactly. Yeah. And they always pop it at the airport. I need this to fly. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
It's like me. I need Jack Daniels to fly. I don't. But if that's the excuse we're going with, okay.
Right. It makes it more fun.
It absolutely
does. I enjoy myself a little bit. I'm a little bit calmer.
Mm-hmm.
Need? No.
Yeah.
Really, really enjoy having.
Yeah. That's why I tell my doctor, I need some Valium for a flight. How many flights this year? I don't know, 30?
30 flights.
Yeah.
So both ways, that's 60.
There you go.
I fly a lot, Doc. Gotta be relaxed, Mike.
As you do. About 90% of contraception videos on TikTok were made, this is going to be shocking, guys, by creators that are not licensed medical professionals.
You don't say, on TikTok?
And you know what? I'm not going to lie. I have fallen for the ruse. At least I have been able to be baited into the ruse. Nothing damaging, but guess what? Scrubs are like $25 to $40 on Amazon. So even if somebody shows up in scrubs with a nice white background and, hey, they could even print out a little certificate there to hang on the wall.
Yeah.
They can just tell you whatever it is that they want to say.
Yeah, come on.
Right. And as long as it's, and I've found that as long as the video is of good quality, people will believe it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's why you do it, right?
Because doctors have so much time to sit there and make highly, you know, greatly produced TikTok content to teach you about all your stuff.
Yes.
I fall for those all the time.
Same.
I know.
Keep it on your radar, absolutely, and open your mind to different things. However, don't believe everything that you see on the internet. Don't believe anything that you see on the internet.
All right.
Because I would be willing to bet that, like, most of the time you're not getting half the information.
I mean, you're probably right.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just an idiot on the air, so.
Yeah, I just like it when it's like, I'm an emergency room doctor. What are 3 things you'd never do? And they're like, own a motorcycle.
Right.
I'm like, I kind of believe them.
Donor cycles. The Merriam-Webster word of the day. Time to put on your thinking caps, gents. It is an I word that is a formal adjective describing something that is unable to be changed. An I word that is a formal adjective describing something that is unable to be changed.
Incorrigible.
Incorrigible. I like it, Ted. Miles? Steve?
Yes. What do we change? In... Changeable.
Changeable. It's an E, right? Or an I, is it?
An I.
I word. And Ted's was an E word, but...
Oh, my bad.
Okay. I really have no idea.
Immutable.
I would not have guessed. No, I mean, makes sense when you say it, but right. Yeah.
You know what, Mike? Your English is impeccable.
Thank you, Ted.
That's an I word.
That is an I word. All right. That is an I word. Well done.
I'm back.
There's a new bladder cancer device that clears out tumors in most patients without the need for surgery.
Nice. That's all awesome. Right.
Gotta love that, dude. You know, anything that we can do to further treatment and hopefully kicking this whole damn thing for good.
That would be great.
I can get behind that all day of the week. A diabetic man was given the ability to produce his own insulin after getting a gene-edited cell transplant. This man was type 1. They gave him this transplant, and now I believe he's the first man to be able to now produce his own insulin.
That's awesome. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
All
right.
Hell yeah. So, again, there's another one. I have been working with this charity for decades at this point.
Right.
And to see this thing turned into type none, I'm here for it.
I've
been banging that drum for years. Alcohol consumption in America has dropped to an all-time low. Yep. Slackers.
Yeah, I keep reading that.
Well, Ted's nailed it over and over again. The generation that's coming up behind us, they are just saying we don't want to do that.
That's fair.
Yeah, they just don't drink as nearly as much.
But they also have the option to legalize weed in a lot of states.
Absolutely.
You know, vaping, whatever it is. I mean, you can still get your yayas out, so to speak. It's just not booze.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just looking at that giant-ass bug that's on my window right over here.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's right. A big sign.
It's a bee from, they have the hives upstairs.
Oh, do they really?
Okay,
on
the roof.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay, get back out of here.
You know, I saw a dog working with beehives the other day.
I saw on the news.
Yeah.
It had like a hazmat suit on. This is not a joke.
It's a beekeeping suit, dude.
You know what? You are correct. It was an apiarist, whatever it is.
Okay.
But it's a former police dog. And the woman that owned it said, look, when you get a former police dog, you know, unlike people, when they retire, they still want to do the thing they were trained for. So somehow, I guess it goes around and it can sniff out viruses in the hives.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, but to see this dog trotting out, man, in the beehive outfit, I'm like, what the F is this?
I'm going
to
be okay. Look out for me.
That guy's got two jobs. Some of you got none.
A new study warns that using AI to detect certain cancers may have actually made doctors worse at their jobs.
Again, I don't know how many times we have to go down this road. Like anything, AI is as smart as the people that program it. And it is an aggregate. And it learns from itself. And at some point, it's almost like inbreeding. It's not, just stop. Trust your doctor more than AI.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mutated Frankenbunnies have been spotted recently, which have weird tentacles sprouting from their faces.
Colorado. Have you seen the pictures?
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's real?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Oh. And they're like, hey, man, they're completely harmless. Like,
so what?
They might be, but it's still nightmare.
So is a three-eyed fish.
Right.
Hey.
I mean, it's like, what?
You're still going to go, don't eat that.
It ain't normal.
Right.
Like,
what is in the water?
Right. They're harmless. However, something mutated this damn thing to have tentacles coming from its face.
Do they have any idea what it is? Because it's multiple. It's not like a rabbit. It's multiples.
Right. I don't know. I have no idea why in the hell this thing's happening.
So, yeah, man, don't worry about it.
That's cool.
The tentacle rabbit?
Okay. Yeah, I would freak out if I saw that in nature.
I would too.
Yes.
Would you shoot it?
If I had a gun.
Yeah.
I'd hit it with a shovel.
If he came for me. No. There's a new boogeyman to be aware of in the dating realm. Pocketing. And basically what that is when you're dating somebody, but they don't tell anybody about you.
Ah, okay.
I mean, are you really dating?
You are, they're not.
I imagine that's in the early stages, and I think there's a difference between pocketing and just not bringing people up to speed. You know, I'm going out with a guy tonight. And then that, or I'm going out with a gal tonight, and that turns into like, hey, we've been going out for like 6 months, and you haven't told anybody about me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you could think you're dating. I just don't think, you don't need a term for it. You're not really dating that person.
You're
having sex with them.
Or at least they're not dating you.
Correct. Yeah, right? Like, that would be super odd. Even in like 3 months, like, you didn't meet anybody in their family or any friends.
Right. You never had any kind of connection inside there? Nothing at all. Well, you know what?
We call that a booty call.
That's right.
That's basically,
Where do you guys go? Restaurants and this one bar.
Right. And there are those people that are in our lives that are perpetually single, and they seem they don't seem to have any idea why they're single, yet we all do.
The Men's Room Top 10.
It's going to get bad.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more people who have no idea why they're single, but their friends see it very clearly. Now, what's so wrong with being specific about what you want in a partner? Shoot, that's why I'm divorced. I didn't speak up front about what I needed and was looking for in my special schmoopy. So what if I like to coat my feet in powdered sugar and wanted to lick it off?
Yeah.
So what if I like to put used toilet paper in the wastebasket instead of down the toilet? So what if I like to Winnie the Pooh it at home, thinking she might be enticed to sing some karaoke? Sure, there are things I'd do for her as well. I like to chew on her toenails. All I know is there's someone out there for each of us, and I don't think it's too much to ask to be cared for and loved for who we are. Ladies.
Thank you, VD. So these are actually confessions from people that are friends with these people that don't know why they're single, but these friends do.
All right.
There's no parallels whatsoever here. Don't worry. This one says he keeps hanging on to the past and spending all of his time hanging out with his ex-girlfriends who are unavailable or women who like him, but he doesn't romantically like.
Okay.
But he doesn't know why he's single.
That's specifically why.
Right.
Yeah.
Bro, you're not over your ex, which I understand it. However, get over your ex. If you're hanging around her and she's saying no, like, we're not going to light this thing back up, but
yeah,
you're still trying. Right. No, you've been friend-zoned after getting in the door. Just go ahead and call it quits. It's not working. It is not working whatsoever. He keeps complaining that all the people that he dates aren't grown up enough. You know, he's in his late 30s, so he's looking for somebody who's grown up. But continues to exclusively date 23-year-olds that he meets online.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And, I understand. You go for what you're attracted to. And from a certain age, you're attracted to 23-year-olds. That's fine. But there's also a maturity level. You know, your prefrontal cortex doesn't develop until the age of 27. So there's going to be a few. For the most part, they're very, very adult. They're very grown up. They're going to go out. They're a bunch of fun. However, there's a few things that they haven't quite caught up with yet.
For sure.
This one says she's a beautiful girl. Like, seriously, one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in real life. But she needs constant validation. No man on the planet can give her the validation that she requires.
That's too high maintenance, man.
Yeah. Right. And
they are the main event.
It's not so much that they're the main event. They just need that reassurance that, no, I still want to be with you.
If I don't leave or tell you or whatever it is.
And it becomes clingy at that point. This one says he's a misogynist looking for an edgy woman while being unable to deal with his own mommy issues. Unable to understand that his attitude towards women drives them away, he instantly talks openly to them. Oh, the instant he talks openly to him.
Yeah, that's fair.
There's a difference between honesty and just straight up being offensive.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. Generally, that guy says, I'm just being honest. Like I always say, right? But nobody asked you.
Right.
That's the big difference. You're just saying stuff to say it.
Right. The people they like aren't real. Again, these are people that have no idea why they're single, but their friends see it very clearly. The people they like aren't real. They are idealized, cartoonish caricatures. Now, my friend himself has a lot to offer, in my opinion, but he's looking for a person that just straight up doesn't exist. Hard to find something that's not there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to...
You're snipe hunting.
Yes. Absolutely, you're snipe hunting.
I'm just looking for a snipe with boobs.
Right. Oh, the boob snipe.
Boob snipe.
Right. What's it, the crazy hot scale?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is all those things.
Mm-hmm. Red flag. Mm-hmm. Desperation. From laughing way too hard at mediocre jokes to bringing up marriage on the first date, she reeks of it.
Yeah.
We have all tried talking to her about it, but to no avail. The sad thing is that if she was just her regular, funny, smart, relaxed self, then men would be falling over themselves trying to get her number. I have known people that I have hung out with. I love these people very, very much. They're awesome. They're fun. They're smart. They're energetic. They have their own personality. The second they get shacked up, that personality goes in a closet, and we don't see them until they break up.
Oh. Damn.
All of a sudden, they are glued to that person that they're with. They completely change their identity to that person, and...
Yeah, don't do that. Do not do that.
No. Be your own person. I have had people that have pretended to like things so that they can get this person to like them back. It's like, at some point.
Wow. Well, I did pretend to like pour some sugar on me because I was candy.
But that was just what was on.
It was a one-off.
You just fight it off.
It was, yeah.
Right.
I flattered the thighs around my ears, kind of dampened the sound.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, no, you didn't pretend to like it. You just
let it happen. You're right. I never said, boy, it's a great song.
I used to pretend I like Bridezillas.
All right. And you know what? Give everything a try. Hey, they're really into this. All right, give it a shot. If you're not into it, do not lie to them about being into it. That does not make you more attractive. That just turns into pain later on down the line.
Oh, yeah, the biting thing. Been there.
Yeah, good call. Good call. He can't seem to let go of the idea that women in their 20s don't all want to date men in their 40s. Some do. That's cool. But his dating pool is very small, and he's always so confused and mad by it. He just doesn't understand that he's not a silver fox. He needs to give women closer to his age a chance. Yeah. Sorry, buddy. You're out of the pool. I just like this one. I can smell them. Everyone can smell them.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Yeah.
I am so self-conscious about stinking that there are times when I catch a small whiff of myself and I am mortified. I will run into the bathroom and I will try to clean up whatever it is I think that smell might be coming from. Because I also ride the bus, and there's a lot of smells on the bus.
There are a lot of smells.
There's breath, there's BO, there's
lots of smells.
Feet, there's...
But at least you can identify what it is. Every once in a while you're on the bus or the light rail and you're like, what am I smelling? What part of your body could possibly be producing the smell?
Oh, especially those cold, rainy days, and then it's all
hot. That's the worst,
dude.
Yeah.
He really is not as nice of a person as he thinks he is. Again, these are people who have no idea why they're single, but their friends see it clearly. Probably the person that sits there and says, I'm a nice guy, but...
If you got to say it, I don't believe it.
No matter what, if you have to say it out loud, it is not true about you. It is what you want to put forth.
I have a small penis.
There you go. Well done, Miles.
I believe that. I can see that, man.
Oh, Lordy. I always wondered why she couldn't get a date because she's gorgeous until I saw her flirting with somebody. First night they met, flirted, swapped numbers, then immediately clingy, talking in baby voice to him and making baby noises. No. He made a completely inoffensive comment, which she found offensive and threatened to slap him. Not shocking when he never called.
Yeah. I was wondering about the baby voice thing. I'm like, I'm not attracted to babies. Why would you think this is a good idea?
Exactly.
That is creepy to me.
This one says her standards are excessively too high. She brings nothing to a relationship. She's a walking contradiction, all of which is why she's single. I think it's great to have standards and high standards. Have standards and high standards, but hers is just a checklist of wants. That's another one, which I'm seeing this phrase going around a lot. I know my worth.
Yeah, okay.
I have found that people that say I know my worth, I tend to find them to not have near as much worth as they think that they have.
It's thrill sale of time, right? It's only worth what people will pay for it.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Nothing is worth anything, but if someone's willing to whatever, barter with whatever, well, then that's what it's worth to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not his height. It's his obsession with it.
All right. That's fair.
Yeah.
But if you're dating someone and they don't care, then I don't care.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's Short King Summer.
He's right.
Shut your mouth!
Oh, Short King Summer. Yeah.
It is. Still trying to keep it going. We only got a few weeks left.
You're not God or my father or my boss.
His standards
should be a red flag. If you're that old and talking about your father like that. Right? Like the guy was like already in his 40s or something. Like, come on, dude.
You're not my dad.
You're not my dad.
And then I'll leave you with this last reason that people have no idea why they're single, but their friends see it very clearly. And it's just straight up anger issues. And men, this is a non-negotiable red flag for most women. No anger issues in this room whatsoever. Not at all.
You, Mike.
We're doing totally fine. A man in London is making headlines for breaking his arm, but you'll never believe what caused it to happen, Miles.
Was it his huge penis?
It could be, but I'll confirm it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime. We made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Ms. Megan Reinerston of Newark, New Jersey. Now, her story actually takes place last year in 2024, but the media has jumped on it this year. And essentially, she's responsible for canceling a flight. So did she get into a fight? Was she drunk? Was it one of these things? No, she was suffering from, quote, severe food poisoning from an undercooked hamburger. And as she said at the time, quote, something is brewing. Something is happening that I am not prepared to deal with. And she's talking about that area of your body between your stomach and your anus. But she's already on her flight. And she says within 30 minutes, she was drenched in sweat, crying, doubled over in pain. So for the next 20 minutes, she had the most explosive diarrhea, as she says, than any human should have in her life. But she is in the bathroom of this plane.
All right.
She said she panicked in the tiny claustrophobic area before she had the presence of mind to scream for help from the flight attendants. So the flight crew, understanding her situation and hearing the pomp and circumstance, if you will, they allowed her to stay in the bathroom for the entire flight. And as she said, she couldn't make it back to her seat. That prompted her flight attendant to tell her through the door, brace for impact. We're landing, but you can stay in the bathroom. Then once they were on the ground, she was told that the next flight with that plane had been canceled. But she didn't believe that she was responsible for that until the flight attendant then told her that a hazmat team would be coming in to clean up her mess. Now, she couldn't even get herself out of the bathroom, so they put her in a wheelchair when she was finally ready to disembark, and they wheeled her to the baggage claim where she had to endure the stares of all of her fellow passengers who undoubtedly knew that she was the one in the bathroom for the entire flight. So this is a nightmare. But the reason I'm really toasting her is because they posted her picture. And basically,
she's hot.
It's a horrible story, but they're like, and this is the woman.
Here she is.
Who had explosive diarrhea. Like, it's just like, Jesus. This happened a year ago, and now everybody knows. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker
presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.